Hi there, this is Christine. After Act 4 of Friends Like These, we're going to have a discussion episode where the hero's cast reflects on our experiences with Friends Like These and Age of Rebellion. Send in your questions about the adventure, the characters, our experiences, or the show to heroes@theheidianway.com. Thank you, and now on to the show.
A galactic civil war spreads across the sun. From the height of Coruscant to fiery Mustafar, to fight the evil empire, four people join the fray.
Welcome to Heroes of the Hydian Way. This is a live play podcast that explores published adventures set in the Fantasy Flight Games Star Wars RPG line. Currently, our story is Friends Like These, and it can be found as a standalone module. This is Act 3, Episode 7, and I'm Ben, the GM for this adventure.
And I'm Leslie, I play Kith. Right now, I am in the middle of blowing up generators and trucks, it would seem.
Dude, my name is Amp, and I'm like a droid. And so I do like droid things, like I shoot stuff, which droids don't usually do, but they probably should do more. And then I shot computers, but I don't usually do that. I usually like hack the computers, which is more of a droid thing. And droids do that actually quite a bit, and it's pretty good. And I used to be like a droid sort of slave, sort of like these human or these like, you know, meat sack sort of people or slaves. But then I sort of got freed, and now I'm kind of into the whole free and slave
Amp.
Thing.
Amp.
Oh.
Focus.
What? Oh.
You're rambling.
Enemy demoralization. I mostly focus on friends these days.
Hey, I'm Chris, and I play Mandalorian Commander Motu Ordo. I'm like a Mandalorian and stuff, and sometimes I use the Force, which is something that people who use the Force don't usually do, because Mandalorians don't usually do that, although I should probably do it more. And then sometimes I'm like a cutting guy, like a soldier, and I use my sword a lot, and people like Mandalorians usually do that. We're pretty good at that. So, you know, sometimes I do that and stuff, and a lot of people get cut up, and I cut up this guy's eyes one time. And then I sometimes wonder if I could cut up Amp still, but would that even matter? Because
I think I missed the rambling memo.
Combat victory.
Dude, you talk too much.
Hi there. I'm Christine, and I play Nima Ptolemy, who is currently the leader of a slave revolt happening here on Kowok.
To get to know our characters a little bit better, at the start of an episode, I'm wanting to ask one of our characters a question regarding about things that are going on, such as with Nima. With your group saving some of the remote slave camps, how has this changed your resolve for your new mission here on Kowok?
I don't know if it's changed anything so much as solidified our purpose and intent. We weren't quite sure what we were getting into when we went out to the far camps looking for the sword, at the time not knowing it was a person instead. This is a first step. It's a small one. There's a lot of slavers here and a lot of slaves that need to be freed, but this went pretty smoothly. This went a lot better than I expected. I certainly didn't expect any of the slavers to surrender, which was a change of pace. I'm not quite sure how I ultimately feel about it. I really have no problem hurting these people, but it's a good start.
Okay, and I'm going to get a quick recap from Imp.
You have no clue how clueless I am. But yes.
Notes are up.
Yeah, I never use the notes. Just go with it.
I don't need no stinking
Just
notes.
Go with your gut. Do what you believe is right.
As he frantically finds the notes. I mean, yeah, I'm going with my gut, like Matu. Not these notes. Not those notes
digital,
at all.
Your digital gut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
I love you, Brent.
Yes.
Those guts.
This is coming back to me like it was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, so it was, like, really wild, dude. There was, like, this camp, and there was, like, you know, all kind of Twi'leks and stuff, What? There's all these Twi'leks and stuff, and all these Mondos. They didn't have like their shirts on and stuff, and you know, they weren't my type, so it's kind of sad. But then you know, there was all kinds of stuff about, oh, we gotta free the slaves and stuff, and there's detonators and everything. And then like Nima, like, it's like, you know, really like authoritative and stuff. Like, you know, I've always known that she was like in charge, but I never thought that she was like actually in charge sort of stuff. But she actually like started being like in charge and stuff, and then she's like doing orders and it's like, you gotta give up the slaves. And they're like, no, we're not gonna give up our slaves. And she's like, Amp, shoot the head off his head. And so I shot the head off his head and stuff. And that was like pretty awesome. It was a pretty good shot, if I got to say so myself. But then, you know, we kind of did all kinds of stuff. And, you know, with kind of the bummer things that a lot of the slaves have like detonators in their neck, which that doesn't really work because we want to free like whole slaves and not like pieces of slaves. You know, it's kind of important for biologicals. It didn't bother me too much. I would have been okay with it. I mean, for me, but not for them. So anyway, so there's just like all kinds of, yeah, like, you know, blowing stuff up and everything. And there's this guy named Baron, and, you know, he was kind of a pain, but he kind of passed out. So that was cool. And then, yeah, so then Matu's like, you know, doing his like sort of magic trick thing where he's like, show me the future. Show me the future. And then like, it was like really bad for the Thandoshans and stuff. But, you know, so he said like, you know, the future says the slaves will rise. And I was like, whoa, dude, that's pretty heavy. And then, yeah, so now we're going to go off and we're going to like, you know, free the other slaves. Cause you know, there's like a bunch of Wookiees there and stuff. And you know, Wookiees are always handy, like when you're doing a slave revolt and stuff. That's what I would say anyway. Get the Wookiees.
I am going to have to submit all of his reports to Alliance Command when this is over. They are going to be so lost.
Are we supposed to all be writing reports?
Yeah, what do you think these things are? They're like audio logs.
If you're going to report things, that totally wasn't me. That was Matu, and I didn't do it at all. So, yeah, just put that in there.
Also, if you're at Alliance Command reviewing my audio logs, just skip the poetry. Just skip it. It's not good.
Wait, you write poetry now?
Play it over the loudspeaker.
I said skip it.
I have backup copies.
Okay, to start this session, I do want to get a force pool started. Yay, two dark side.
Woo, two light side.
Well, then Chris roll.
One dark side.
And one medium side.
Medium well.
One dark side.
Bringing our total pool up to 3 dark side points and 2 light side points.
All right, and then we shall roll duty, which sadly is too high to trigger anyone. A roll of 60, which flies by the 42 that I see as our maximum. The four of you had just finished rescuing the slaves from the Alpha and Gamma encampments, as well as the Beta encampment, on the outskirts of the city. You can hear in the distance some alarms starting to go off that a revolt has started.
Oh, crip. So we weren't fast enough.
Doesn't quite seem so.
Oh.
As I flip
this. For the audience's sake. Yeah, he just flipped a dark side point.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one thing that did happen in your favor is that the reinforcements that Matu had called have arrived. So now you've got Mandalorian reinforcements and Mr. Shirtless, Nambroya.
With pauldrons.
Yeah, we're probably not
like,
sure on the pauldrons.
Sticky tacked to his shoulders.
Yep.
Ben?
Yes?
Am I going to mess you up if we split the party?
Eh. Let's split the party and see.
Who cares? Do it.
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah, because the alarm sounding, that changes things a bit in Nima's equation. Matu?
Yeah?
I need you to take whatever Mandalorians you need, and you need to get to the Prince's Tower, and you need to shut down that explosive signal now.
Okay. Looks like, Kif, you're coming with me. Let's go.
Wait, what?
I can't shut down an explosive signal. You can shut down the explosive signal. So, let's go.
You're not going to, like, levitate me again, are you?
I'm not promising anything. Also, we brought jetpacks.
Yep. Remember,
we do have jetpacks.
Lita brought you, like, a little kid's first training pack.
It's bright orange. Yeah. Student yeah. flyer on it.
Like a little cat motif on the back.
So it's white and red is what you're saying.
And it goes, nyan, when you power it up.
Exactly.
Amp, you're sticking with me. We need to continue pushing from here.
Aye, aye, cat person.
Okay, so I'm going to deal initially with Matu, the Mandalorians, and a running Bothan. As you're heading towards the base of the tower, the Mandalorians themselves are moving forward in a fairly good cover formation. Taking a look around corners, shooting slavers as they start poking up and start rousing from their slumber. But as you start getting closer, you start getting more a coordinated resistance. And as you do, as you start getting close to the ziggurat, you find that there's a group of Zygarian royal guards and a squad of slavers that have fanned out across the front of a throughfare that you're wanting to pass through. What do you two want to do?
All right. What's this tower look like? And is there a gate around it? And paint me a picture.
So the ziggurat itself is actually a fairly gigantic one. It looks to be about 800 meters tall in a stepped pyramid configuration. Each step seems to be about 30 meters, and then it goes back about 30, 40 meters, and then up, and then back in. And it's of this dark gray granite or marble. On one side, it has steps going all the way up to a central location that you're pretty sure is a throne room, or at least has been converted into one. And then off to the side is a, looks to be newer, but still made out of the same sort of granite tower that is, its base is about 400 meters up and about 600 meters in from the base of this palace or ziggurat.
And I know there had to be a gate because we went through a gate to get in for the party. So there is some outlying boundaries.
Yeah, there is a power fence around the outside of it. It is a power-topped fence that has a stonework going up about 8 feet.
And then it's like, what, electrified barbed wire or something?
Yeah, essentially, yeah. It's like the sort of reddish force-like stuff that you had dealt with at the other slavers' camps.
Were there any obvious air defenses?
You had noticed some on your descent into Kolok.
Like turrets?
Yeah, you had seen some air defense turrets as you had come in. Some that were hidden amongst a palace, like just sort of in between two trees that showed up on scanners, and then just some out in the open.
All right, Kith, how many grenades you got?
4.
Chuck, fire in the hole!
How close are we to the people?
I'd say you guys are currently at medium range.
Well, I can either throw it for you, because I've got strong arm.
Do they get stronger?
Oh, I can use the force to throw it for you.
No.
All right, cover. Let's move in.
And for this throughfare, there are like a couple like shop stands that you could hide behind that are made out of local wood.
Okie dokie. Perfect.
So can I duck and weave up to one? Bob and roll.
Absolutely.
Okay. This is dumb, but I'm gonna do it anyway.
Go ahead.
I'm flipping a destiny point. So, I'm not sure. I mean, feel free to call for whatever roles we need to do this, Ben. But, as Kif and Matu and the Mandalorians are making progress, I assume they're not just standing there. So there's blaster fire going back and forth. And, Kif and Matu collapse down next to one of the carts. And Matu, of course, being large and kind of unwieldy, bumps the cart, and a bunch of cabbages fall in their laps.
My cabbages!
And Matu goes, hey, throw your grenade in one of those, and then we'll throw the cabbage at it, and I'll never know it's coming.
I like it. So we need to throw, how about you throw a couple just plain cabbages, and then we'll throw one with a grenade in it.
All right, good idea.
Okay, so I'll take the normal range light off of Kith with a upgrade because of the distraction that Matu is providing. And because you're hiding it, I'll toss it in a boost as well because they're just not really seeing it as a issue.
They just think we're like a couple of drunks that don't know what's going on. Like, what the heck are they doing over there? Don't they know this is a firefight?
I think the other Mandalorians are thinking the same thing. Like, a couple helmeted heads look over your way.
Like, yeah, somebody pretty looking much, at pretty Matu, much. Looking over at his mom, like, you sure he's your kid? Okay.
Is this how Clan Ordo fights? With vegetables?
Yeah, as he takes down one of the reinforcements coming. And I'm just sort of feeling like I really want to have a red on this.
Yeah, you just had to flip it. You have a compulsion problem.
Wow, I get like one red out of this. And with all the distractions going on, I would toss in a setback as well.
That is, listeners at home, one green, two yellow, one blue, one red, one black, for three success and two advantage. So Matu throws like three or four cabbages at these people and they kind of bat them away like, what the crap is going on? This is stupid.
And he's yelling, heads will roll.
And then Kith actually pops out from one side and just kind of like bowls it up to their feet. And one guy just kind of kicks it aside like, eh, it's another one. What do we care? And then it blows up.
Okay, so how much damage does it do?
Frag grenade is 8 normally, but I've got Powerful Blast, times 2, so that increases that, and then I've got the Master Grenadier, which is, decreases the number of advantage needed to activate Blast.
Yeah.
What's your Blast rating on the Frag Grenade?
It just says...
Usually plus, 8?
It's
eight.
Damage
8. I thought it was
8.
6.
Plus 1. Oh, Blast 6.
So that's 6 going up to 8, plusing your 3 successes brings your blast up to 11. And the 5...
Returning this cabbage up to 11.
And how? What's happening with this is the Mandalorian shooting haven't really distracted you at all. The combat whizzing around, the blaster bolts flying. Well, you've kind of done this before. Matu's here right next to you. So it's not really a huge thing. The cabbage that you're rolling goes right in, bounces against this guy's foot, and explodes, causing him, this Zygerian royal guard, and the 5 slavers who had been right close to him, one might say engaged, to all 6 of them go flying as this grenade goes off right in the middle of them. Well, right underneath this one guy's feet.
That's really gross. But
ha ha! There you go. That's how you do it.
Okay, so are we going to run through that opening that we just made and keep moving forward?
Are they dead, or are they just, like, scattered?
The 5 of them, like, there had been 12 people holding this front gate. Mm-hmm. Now, 6 of them, one is out of position and just groaning on his back. And 5 of them are now in 10 different spaces.
Good boy. All right. All right, well, Mati will just look over to Lita. All right, take positions, suppress the fire until they stop moving. And I guess we'll just shoot from wherever we are.
Matthew's just going to shoot?
Yeah, too many of them to jump in yet. What's that poor blaster? Never gets to do anything.
Yeah, you. I don't think you've used it.
No,
all of friends
not.
Like these.
So yeah, there's still one royal guard up and 5 slavers in behind.
Alright, I'm shooting the Royal Guard.
Okay. Royal Guard currently has no cover. You're currently at short range. They have no defense.
And isn't he just kind of flabbergasted by the fact that his cohort was just exploded by a cabbage?
Totally go with that for the other advantage that Dinky used.
Okay, so I got 2 yellow and a green, a blue, a purple. Here we go. Pew-pew. Yeah, there we go. 4 success, 1 advantage.
So how much damage does that do?
9 base.
13? Alright, so this takes him in the... Whereabouts do you want to hit him? Like, it wouldn't necessarily be a killing blow, but it would definitely send him flying back a little.
He does that thing where he's looking at down at his dead friends, and he's like, ah! And then I shoot him in the shoulder, and he spins around, like, pirouettes. Like a whole 720. Just boom.
Alright, I like that. I really like that. So, there is this one group of just Zygerian slavers there.
So, do they get to go or do our Mandos get to go? Because we kind of didn't actually roll initiative.
Yeah, they're going to react and then your Mandos are going to go. So, the slaver, or the group of slavers, is going to take a shot at Matu because he's, while he is in behind the cabbage cart, he's still bulky enough that he can be seen.
Also, he's a lot more threatening and they probably can't see me.
Well, they are shooting at the cabbage cart. I've got a difficulty of 1 for 1 purple for short range. one setback on account of the cabbage cart. Is there anything else for shooting at Matu?
Nope.
No defense?
Nope.
Okay. Let's see how this works.
Oh, well, it worked.
Okay, so I got one success and one triumph.
Boo.
That's fine. Who cares?
First, the question of, does it deal any wounds to him?
That would do 7 wounds.
Nope. Soak 7.
And that's why I posed that question. Can't spend it on a crit now.
Honestly, there wasn't even a temptation to put it on a crit. My temptation entirely, absolutely was blowing up the cart of cabbages.
Well,
kaboom.
And some guy pokes his head out of this nearby building.
My cart!
My cabbages!
Everything!
Why do you sell cabbages on a slave planet? That's a stupid idea.
As the, like, leaves of cabbage are just falling, padding down. Yeah, leaves of cabbage just raining down, hitting Matu and Kith in the forehead.
Why were you storing an explosive propane tank under your cabbage cart?
He sells roasted cabbage, gosh.
That's disgusting.
How else are you supposed to cool them? I mean, it's a jungle after all. Slams the door after.
I think he doesn't like you anymore.
Quick, weaponize the cabbage carts.
Now we're going to be plagued by monkey lizards trying to eat the cabbage off of us.
Okay, so the one guy who did get hit by Matu, now that Matu is no longer in behind the cabbage cart, and then there's this Bothan sitting right next to him.
I'm just a lump of cabbage.
Thinking,
you can't see me.
Well, he didn't have a weapon out. What he does is take his shock whip off of his belt and then whips it at Matu.
Oh, good.
Seeing as to whether he can ensnare him.
Matthias is coming in, making everybody angry.
Well, thankfully for Matu, I got 2 threat instead of 2 advantage. Otherwise, that actually would have been ensnaring. But I did get a single point of damage through a strain.
Aha.
Rolled 4 successes. It has base damage 4. And it does pure stun damage. Because it's a shock whip. So, he pulls it out. This long, sparking length of shock whip. He reaches back, swings, and it wraps around Matu and delivers a jolt that Matu can even feel through the armor.
I'm gonna take that from you and strangle you with it.
Well, he did get 2 threat.
Mm-hmm.
Can he pull it?
Oh, you want me to do that?
Oh, come on. Go full Aladdin, man. Just catch it on the arm and then rip it out of his hand.
Actually, that is a pretty good idea. I think so. He wraps it around his leg and he goes, I'm gonna rip this. I'm going to take it from you and strangle you with it. And then Kiff goes, well, just take it. All right. And he just does like a cool, I guess he does his own rocket pack pirouette. Where he spins around in a circle, flies out of his hand. I assume just on the ground.
Okay, yeah. I'd absolutely go with that. Yeah, the 2 advantage. It goes flying as you do your spin around and he's just sort of staggered there in front of you.
And now you have a shock whip.
It's just on the ground. With 2 threats, I can't steal it in one move.
At least not with that few threat. Okay, so, and now we've got a group of Mandalorians pressing up, starting to make it so that the slavers are getting close to breaking. And as that happens, I'm going to switch over to Nima and Dan.
What kind of scene transition are we doing? Whip pan? Star thingy?
I'm just sort of thinking the camera starts to zoom out a little and a whip pan down, dissolving into looking over the shoulder of Nima as she looks at Amp, who I'm assuming has his long-range sniper rifle out still.
That's not why she's looking at me.
Dude!
Now that you know she's a girl, you're going to start hitting on her?
It's embarrassing. She's the boss, dude.
Yeah, I'm not into guys, but you keep doing you. How far away are we from the city?
Starting off, you are right at the very edge, and it's about a 2-kilometer hike to the base of the Ziggurat. On the way there, like on the way back, this is the slave quarter of the city. So there is a lot of the slave pens are here.
Good. That's exactly where we want to be. I don't want to be at the palace yet. Because I need to buy them time. It's when we're at the gates of the palace is when they're more likely to use the button instead of just say, trying to stun slaves because they're valuable to them. I want them to hold off on resorting to that measure as long as possible. But I also want to give them something to think about. So with the slave quarters, I'm imagining, like, we've got enough slaves here. The guards and the people who are protecting the slave quarter are going to find us as we come strolling.
Yeah.
Through. I have been using the march as we're getting closer to try to organize our units a little bit better. Try to have the, you know, some more competent people. Hey, you're looking out for this group of people, this squad now. This, you know, this group of people, you're going to be a squad, and this person is going to be your sergeant, so to speak. And just trying to go through and establish a little bit of something like a chain of command.
Okay.
We did have comlinks from dead guards and stuff.
Yeah, thank you, dude.
So as part of that, I will pass those out to the respective sergeants. That way I can more easily issue orders, especially as this thing continues to grow.
For Nima, you're trying to get the slaves into a more fighting force or more coordinated fighting force?
Yes.
All right. For that, I'm really thinking that that would be like a... I think it would be hard. I do think that these people, like, the Wookiees are there with... The entire group of Wookiees now have improvised clubs. The Togruta and the Twi'leks, they've got a mix of different weapons that they've pulled off. Some of them have clubs. And then there's sort of a knot of much more true civilian people in the middle of the march that is going on. They're staying with everyone to keep protection. And it takes about 5-10 minutes of actual marching and getting these people in as the actual slaver resistance starts to show up. Some of their forces are distracted because the Mandalorians have just pressed through and almost or and just run past. And as this knot of roiling slaves comes in, slowly shooting, slowly beating whatever they can, the slaves that are around start to take notice. And some of them are looking against the edge of their pens and edge of their paddocks and seeing the armed guards who are nearby. They're starting to do the mental calculation of, well, can we take them or not? Will enough of us live? Okay, so you've got the freed slaves that you have found so far and have freed into a relatively military force, or at least as much as a roaming mob can be. And you've got Nima and you've got Amp there. What are Nima and Amp doing with this? Like, you've got the much larger slave population in pens, you've got slavers who are up on different guard posts, you've got a few of the slaver regiment or slaver groups that are starting to come in and take up positions. You've got one warning saying, stop! Stop what you're doing! We can't have this at all! If you don't stop, we shall have to open fire.
Amp, do what you're thinking about doing.
Well, I would, but she's not here.
I was thinking more shooting people.
Amp could shoot people, or he was thinking, is there any way to, like, mass open all these cages, like a computer control?
Actually, I was just editing a podcast recently where you have, you've rolled a triumph on having some kind of advantage for doing
that.
Exactly that.
I got, like, advantage and stuff.
All right, so there are a bunch of control panels, like, on the each side of these paddocks. Like, they're too big for to be called paddocks, really. They're pits. There's almost complete pavilions that they're keeping people in. And, yeah, on each energized fence section, there's a control panel that Amp could tie into. And as you guys had found out a while back, yeah, there is a connection between all of these.
Quick, cover me. I've always wanted to say that. He goes scampering off to the control panel.
Oh no, Amp scampering.
I love it.
And in the middle of this entire thing with the slaves around, there's Nima and Amp in a land speeder with Raimi driving.
Seriously, all I'm seeing is surf ninjas.
So you've got a pretty good view as to where everything is. Amp goes running off to one side, and there's Raimi sort of doing sneaky music over the car's internal PA.
It helps.
Cue Mission Impossible. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do. That's totally hard to play.
I could probably still the bass, still play the bass line from Eye of the Tiger. I mean, it's five notes.
As something that might assist Amp as well as accomplish what I was thinking about doing, Nima is going to get out of the speeder as well and take up position at the front of our little slave army here, stepping out a little ways, and she's going to activate her collar amp.
Okay.
That way her voice can, you know, reach out across this area.
Absolutely.
My name is Nima Ptolemy. I'm with the Rebel Alliance. We are here to free everyone in shackles here. If you are a slaver, put down your weapons and you will not be harmed. If you resist, we will fire upon you. And I'm coming out there and I want to be this nice big glowy target. I'm going to activate my shield gauntlet because I'm trying to make it clear to the slaves more than the slavers that this isn't just a ragtag group of slaves, even though that is mostly what we are. There is hope here. There is an actual group of armed people here to assist them.
That's a pretty impressive sight that I'm hearing. At the moment, nothing's really happened to the slavers that are there. The Zygerians are all still in their perches. The walls are still up. So, as you're trying to lead the slaves into a mass revolt, I'm actually going to go with a daunting check. A four purple check.
Okay.
What does the collar amp get you?
The collar amp just lets me project my voice. It's basically like a megaphone. I do have the upgraded one, so my voice reaches out to extreme range.
So I'm still going to give you a boost for that.
Okay. I don't know if I have a lot of good arguments for other boosts and stuff. I'm very shiny at the front. I don't really have any proof from this distance that, hey, I am a rebel or anything of that nature. So I think I'm...
Yeah, but you
this
have
is a tough check.
A pack of Wookiees. And the Mandalorians just went burning through there. And you are a riot cop. You're used to yelling at people.
I'm more used to yelling at them than I am at inspiring.
Oh yeah, but
them,
you were yelling at the slavers too.
In that case, I'll give you two boosts. One for the Wookiees, one for the history of trying to inspire or trying to back down the slavers.
I am going to go ahead and flip a light side point.
Okay.
Mostly because I had upgraded my leadership recently, so that'll get me an extra green. So we're looking at a green, four yellow, five blue because of those three boosts in my two ranks of command versus four purple. Two successes and five advantages.
It's still with like two dice coming up blank.
Yep, a yellow and a boost did not show up. So the two successes, the slaves just need an excuse. They need that opening to join in on this. They believe that there is this larger force here to assist them. For the five advantages, I want to put two of them towards the slavers are having a little bit of doubt. Like, they have a better view of the situation. They're not completely seeing through what I'm saying. And there's enough of a, well, the rebels have done this sort of thing before to Trandoshans and to like other groups we've established before. It could be they're here for the Zygerians now. And the other three I want to put towards Amp, where I am being this nice shiny distraction and he's got more of an opening because eyes are on me.
All right. I like that. So Amp.
Dude.
You are trying to take down the... like power defenses, right?
Dude.
Dude's not an answer.
It's in the inflection. Yes, I'm trying to take down the fences.
Okay.
And open doors.
You're trying to slice into one of these fence controls. You know that if you like overload this, it could possibly send a cascade down through the rest of them, dropping all the powered fences in the slave quarter.
But hopefully not the slaves, yes.
Right. That just sounds like that's a pretty hefty thing on its own. So I'm thinking that this is going to be a three purple, one red check.
Is that with a flip or?
Yeah, that's with me flipping a dark side point. The force is against you on account of this could go sideways and cause like electrical surges going into the slave population as opposed to setting them free.
You're such a monster.
Yeah, please don't do that.
But I have been pumping all my XP into shooting skills other than slicing skills, expecting all the big shooty shooty fighty fighty, so the timing is, oh, actually horrible. So
well, it's Ben.
There is a lot of light side points there, Mitt.
There's three.
There's two.
No, there's only two.
For the distraction and for the advantage, I'm going to give, well, mostly for the advantage, I'm going to give you a upgrade because it was three.
Alrighty. And I'm going to be all master slicery and take two strain for another upgrade.
Nice.
Alright.
And does he just get a boost from the triumph earlier or what? I'm just trying to keep track.
Triumph earlier?
The triumph for his original slicing.
I'll give you a boost for it on the roll, but the triumph is allowing for the attempt to shut down all of the gates.
Okay, I'm sorry, I was just...
As opposed to just the one.
And plugs in his slicing gear, puts his ear to the panel. It doesn't help, but it looks good. And he engages. Ooh, that was, yeah. Gets a triumph, a success, and a threat.
So you're going to pull a little bit of a kith here and take a little bit of a shot.
Ow. So it's three strain.
For one strain. Right.
Also a little bit of kith with that blank boost.
So for the success, I assume that I do in fact succeed.
Yes.
For the triumph, I would like the gates to come down right at the perfect crescendo of Nima's speech. As if, you know, she raises her hand and the doors just drop like it was, you know, an act of her will. And that gives us some sort of advantage for something cool.
You know what? I'll give you something slightly cooler with that. Raimi's there. Raimi's kind of wanting to get in on like how cool Nima's being, how cool Amp's being. And he's a piloting droid. What can he do? Except he's a piloting droid that has a holo recorder on him. So what he's doing is recording Nima. And as Amp drops the field, Nima's holograph, like a holo recording of what Nima just said, goes out across all of the holo projectors in Glavos.
My name is Nima.
As all of those gates drop down. Now you've got Nima repeating what she had said earlier. The slaves, almost as one, surge against the Zygarian slavers.
Amp cheers.
So with everyone actually doing something a bit more concrete, I'm wanting to get a mass combat roll. Okay, so with the Mandalorians there, that had boosted your ability up to four.
Okay, so we begin with a base of four green dice.
Yes. Then, with creating a very extensive slave mob, that is going to upgrade it once on its own. Now, there are a bunch of civilian slaves. That's about the only way they can put it. There's a bunch of slaves who are not wanting to fight. They just want to get out of there, get out of the fighting. So with them, that's going to add a setback to the roll. Now, the slavers themselves are a lot more in force than the Thalassians and the Trandoshans. So this time, they're actually going to be up at three red and one purple.
Okay. And then I upgrade our check by my leadership ranks, right?
Yes.
So I will upgrade it four times. So three times brings us to four yellow, and that fifth time brings us to four yellow and a green. And then I have questions. So like we have a setback die here. So is a mass combat check, does it count as a leadership check? Or is it something, it's just a completely different
animal? It's a completely different animal. No, it's a mostly different animal.
That's what I thought, yeah. But I had to check.
Okay, and the one thing that I didn't give yet is a mass combat result from the Mandalorians moving forward. And with the very effective way that Matu and Kith had been causing the explosions at the base of the palace, that is going to be... I'm going to go with a boost.
I'm going to go ahead and light side this, because I like making this five yellow... A boost versus one purple, three red, and a setback. Failure with three advantages. Your setback did not matter. So the fact there are civilians, like that's not what's holding us back. What's holding us back is just the slavers are tough. They are not giving ground easily.
No, they are not. The slavers, they're initially shocked, but then they start to push back at the slaves coming out. It looks like the base of the Ziggurat, the slavers who had been there, have held off long enough for an actual defensive line to be erected. And they're starting to shoot at the Mandalorians. The gate has been taken, but they've held off long enough for defenses to be erected. The slavers in the slave sector start to slowly move forward and organize into knots of resistance as they start stunning every slave that they can find. Even though they're armed with shock whips and blaster pistols, all they end up doing is zapping and zapping and zapping.
And the three advantages, my thinking is, the slavers are overconfident. We're still at the point of, they think, oh, we can get this back under control. This is not our first revolt, right? Because I don't want anybody reaching for that explosive.
Okay,
weapon.
Yeah. I can totally go with that.
Oh, that's a good point, Leslie. Yeah, where is the slave resistance?
That was typed in chat audience, by the way. She didn't just read my mind across state lines.
Dude, I totally heard it.
I bet you hear a lot of, especially with that USB port in your head full of techno spice. God, the giggle.
I was going to have them show up for the next bit, but if you want to have the, like, use your last light side point, I could definitely have them show up now to relieve some of the pressure.
What do you think, team?
I'm fine with us starting the next episode with them showing up. I've just been wondering, you know, you're making a lot of noise and we haven't heard from them. I mean, maybe instead of them showing up, maybe it's just like there are flares going off behind the slavers now or something. I don't know. I don't know how crazy you guys want to get.
You're freeing open. So you've opened the other paddock, right?
Yeah. All the Zygarian paddocks are now open.
So let's think of it from the slave perspective, right? On the one hand, there's a shiny lady who somehow has magically opened all the doors. But quite realistically, if I were a slave, I'm not moving because I don't know if this is a fluke.
Also, you're not armed yet. So
yeah. So like, there's this fighting and there's some roaring Wookiees and stuff, but I feel like a lot of slaves are like, well, let's just see how this goes.
And that makes sense to me, but we did establish the slave resistance and Nima did send a message with the little girl about things were going to kick off 2 hours after the party. And I don't think we're that far off in that
right,
time.
Right, so period. I think that makes the case that the slave resistance has to be involved here somehow. Otherwise, this is a very anticlimactic moment where everyone's just standing in their cages going, wow.
I'm fine with flipping that light side and having them just, like, emerge from sewers.
I also think it sets things up kind of nicely for next episode if Ben has all of the dark side points.
So with the slave revolt, I'm sort of thinking that over the holograph system, over the PA system that Raimi had somehow gotten into, as he usually does with playing music, over it comes a single, slightly nervous voice, but with a bit of determination.
My fellow Zygarian slaves, we have suffered under the Zygarian whip for far too long. It is now our time to strike. We have been moving from paddock to paddock. Some of us have been able to arm and take some of the slavers' weapons as our own. They shall pass out as much as they can, and we shall rise up and tear down this blemish on the galaxy that is Sklavos.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Heroes of the Hydean Way. You can find show updates on Twitter at The Hydean Way. You can find me, Ben, on Twitter at Deuterium Ice.
And you can find me on Twitter at 12th Night. That's 12th and Night with a K.
The meat sack that plays amp can be found on Twitter at iBrentBrown. And girl, did you see me open those doors? Don't close the blast doors on your heart.
Hey, I don't want anyone to panic, but I changed my Twitter username. It's okay, though. It's okay. Okay? It's gonna be fine. Twitter will automatically fix it for you. But the main account is now at Ing Daydreams, I-N-G Daydreams. There's also still at Soul Zero Chris, because that's my other podcast, Silhouette Zero. But I've also got another podcast called Words of Power, which is Words of Power Pod. You know what? There's just a lot of stuff going on, so just find me. I'll tell you where it all is. I know, I'm doing too much.
And I am persona non grata, because Chris totally skipped me. Because yep. He doesn't like me tonight, apparently, in spite of our cabbage.
You're too slow, man. You are far too slow.
That wasn't you?
I'm not talking to you. We're just done. We're just done.
He's just jealous that I got disowned and he hasn't, so he's trying extra hard.
Yeah, totally.
The long-suffering soul that is Leslie can be found at LeslieGS. I welcome your pity, because it's apparently all that I get.
Mission accomplished.
Pity and scorn. I hate them all. Someone save me.
And we are all at thehydeanway.com, where you can find previous episodes and our sister podcast, Tales from the Hydean Way.
Our podcasts are on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, where you can find more episodes and help us out by rating and reviewing the show.
We're also on Facebook as Heroes of the Hydean Way.
You can drop us a holocom to heroes@thehydeanway.com.
And if you like what we do and want to support the show, you can find us at patreon.com/thehydeanway.
Or you can donate a coffee to us over at ko-fi.com/thehydeanway.
Tune in next time for the continuation of our exciting adventures. This podcast continues on side 2. Please turn the tape over.